Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here. I am the host of the Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And this is kind of an FYI broadcast. You've heard me talk about in March 1st, I felt I was on death row. Dave, you have strep lung linings, RSV. They may not come back at your age. And the implication, going on oxygen, shortened lifespan. And today I'm doing more than I've done in 25 years. And then the second part of it is I used a product you've heard me talk about, the Medisomer gel I rubbed on my knee. And I'm even playing a little basketball now about once a week, doing the sled, of course, doing some jogging and running, riding the bike. I'm doing things that would have made my knee blow up. And I get sore, but my knee's not swelling. And the only thing that's different is what I have done. The first thing about the strip lung linings, all I did because of Scotty Sachs's advice, he said, Dave, try this spray. He said, it's amazing what it can do. And in a couple of weeks, I started feeling a little better. I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs, people. It was that bad. I'd go one stair and rest, one stair and rest. And I'm not joking when I say that. And so my turnaround has been remarkable. And what I'm telling you right now is these products that we're going to talk about here today, they're not just to fix Dave Hodges and strip lung linings and bone on bone knee. I've invited Sean on to talk about this, and Sean McDonald is an expert. He works for Magic Dicol. He's the North American General Manager. Or I think I'm close on the title.
Yeah.
And he's going to talk to us about there's a universal application. And you heard me say this last week. I won't be happy until everyone's on these products. That's how strongly I believe in them. And I've never endorsed a product like this in this fashion. And so I realize when I do that, I put my reputation on the line, but I'm living the proof. Sean, welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join us. And my goodness gracious here. I say this often. I owe Magic Dicol probably my life. And now I owe him for my improved lifestyle. And so anyway, I wanted to bring you on and have you talk about the products, because although not everyone has my maladies, okay, most people have situations they want to correct, particularly if they're over 40. So let me throw it back to you and just say, what do people need to know about these products, and how extensive can be the benefit to people, the conditions and so forth?
Well, Dave, first of all, thanks for having me back. It's
pleasure.
Always a pleasure to spend some time with you. And it's just such a blessing to hear of your experience, where you were, where you've come, where you're going, and all that you've been able to achieve. And we are so grateful for your personal benefit and for your support of these really important products for people, whether somebody is dealing with any particular kind of condition actively, or whether you just, you know, want to get the benefit of these amazing products, which we'll talk about, even if you're already blessed with good health. I consider myself to be blessed with good health, and I will use these products every day for the rest of my life because I understand what is happening in my body in the presence of these products. It's truly, truly remarkable. I have to ask you a question. I remember the first time we spoke, you were excited to go back. I think you had a follow-up with one of your physicians on the RSV and doing some tests, and you were excited about talking to him. Have you had that opportunity to go
yeah,
back
I did.
And visit?
And
how was that? Let's talk about that. Talk about that.
Well, listen, he gave me a really bad prognosis, but as I found out, it was in line with what about any other specialist would have told me. And I like this guy. I met him on March 13th, and on June the 12th, I had my last follow-up with him. And he walks in, and he hadn't seen me since I had the fever blisters and everything else. And I looked, he came in, and he said to me, he goes, man, you're feeling miserable. Just looking at me, didn't even examine me yet. And he walks in and he's like, did a double take when he saw me. And he goes, I'm looking at a whole different person. That was his first comment. And then he said, and you've lost weight. And he goes, tell me what's going on with your health. And I said, and I went through the litany of my workout regime. And he looks at me and he goes, what? And I said, yeah. And there's something else I should mention. I've always been on the borderline side of diabetics, being a diabetic, having diabetes, and that was going back probably about 5 years. Well, I told him, I said, my A1C now is 5.0. He goes, what? I said, yeah. He goes, well, how much weight have you lost? And I told him that. And then we went through my workout routine, and I showed him a picture on my phone of me sitting on the gym floor after I got done playing basketball. Now I was exhausted. And he looks at me, goes, I said, do you want to do a lung function test? He goes, there's no reason to. If you're playing basketball and you're pushing a sled, he said, I don't need to see your numbers. They're irrelevant to your life. He goes, this is fantastic. And he says, I want to see you again in 3 months. And every doctor always looks at worst case scenario. We want to make sure it doesn't come back. And I said, well, if I did get RSV again, I said, the bottom line is I think I have an answer. And he didn't want to hear about the alternative. You know, to most doctors, it's only big pharma that works.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. I mean, I love it. I love that. You know, and we hear that from so many people that embrace these products and experience profound change. You know, it's an interesting thing looking at the feedback we get and timelines and so on and so forth. You know, it's you can't put a timeline on an outcome. Healing and getting to a state of wellness, homeostasis, that's all a journey. And everyone's journey is unique. You know, and we do see the profound. I would say your situation, your experience is profound, you know, and while it wasn't overnight, it's a process. And look how you've come, how far you've come in what, 3, 4 months? I mean, it's tremendous. That's tremendous.
May 1st is when I really stepped it up. And I could
Yeah.
tell you too, the body strength came back. You know, I work out with my son. We do a push day, a pull day, a leg day, and we mix in cardio on those, and then we rinse and repeat. And I very rarely miss a day in the gym now. I mean, maybe once every 2 weeks I won't go. But the bottom line is my bench press was about 60% of what it is now. And I'm not saying it makes me stronger, but restoring me to the proper health balance that I needed to have, I was able to make the proper gains back in the weight room. Now I'm actually stronger. I'm about 10% stronger than I was before I got sick. And
That's
that was.
that's fantastic. You know, that's essentially what's happening is that you've given your body a tool that it can use to go, I guess, you know, give you some additional resources where you may have been weak, and you're getting some restoration. The body is choosing it for itself what it needs to work on. And you know, probably a good time to throw out that statement that, you know, these products, they're natural. They don't treat, cure, or heal anything. Rather, they prompt the body to be able to take care of itself in ways we just haven't imagined possible through this patented active ingredient, which is called metidiecol. It is a nanoemulsion of polycosanol. And every time I say that, I always think, yeah,
English,
that's
please.
easy for me to say. Well,
Yeah.
and eventually people begin to understand this. You know, I just read an article the other day. Somebody sent in and they had some questions about the product because they had read this article, and it was talking about polycosanol and how it really was, it's really recognized as having the potential to lower cholesterol in its normal regular size. There's all kinds of polycosanol based supplements around the world. They're
Why
just
is,
normal though.
let me ask you, why is polycosanol important?
Well, it is. It's a series of long chain lipid alcohols found in food and plant life, so on and so forth. It's a bit of a waxy substance. And in and of its natural state, when you use it in, you know, say regular supplements, that is what it has the potential to do is to help lower cholesterol. What Dr. Raghavan did, and the reason why it's important, he stabilized this molecule through his journey of research to find what he believed would be the one natural thing on this planet that would prompt the body to take care of itself completely. So in that journey, he certainly, I mean, he spent a career in the pharmaceutical industry as an organic chemist. He's an extremely brilliant man. So he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was looking for. And he had a belief that there would be a natural element on this planet that would prompt the body to take care of itself. So once he understood the path he was on and he did this, he was able to use his background to stabilize this molecule, this polycosanol, in a nanoemulsion form. And this is where the magic happens. This particle, first of all, it's a huge task to do. As I said, this is a waxy substance. A nanoemulsion is the equivalent of, say, if you dissolve sugar into water, that's a nanoemulsion. You don't see it anymore, but it's there. It's so small that you can't see it, but it's still sugar dissolved in water. And the outcome is predictable. It's sugar in water. There's no change. But when you do that with polycosanol and you create a nanoemulsion, the results when it's in our bodies become unpredictable, which is actually a good thing. This is part of patent and part of the patents and all of that. So he stabilized this molecule at less than 60 nanometers in size, which is about half the size of a typical virus. So it's microscopic. When this product comes into contact, you know, the core product NanoSoma is, you know, it's a liquid. It's mostly water, very specific water. You can't just stabilize this with any kind of water. You have to use a very specific kind of water, which is one of the reasons we manufacture it in Switzerland. The water there happens to meet the requirements. So when this comes into contact with our bodies, that little tiny microscopic particulate that is stabilized in this nanoemulsion form, it penetrates our cells, gets in our cells, and that's where the magic happens. And that's where our bodies wake up and start doing things that they haven't done in millennia. The body now has the tool that it can say, this needs work on. I need to go over here and start repairing this, or I need to go here and do this. You know, in your case, an acute situation, very serious to your health, was the RSV. And obviously, in your case, the body kind of conducts a triage of what's not right from a health perspective, and will go take care of typically the most critical things first. That's what the patterns have shown us over the years. And certainly your situation is no different. You know, your body went and said, okay, I need to go take care of this first. And as you continue to take it, no surprise to me, but mostly it's a surprise to people who start using this product, all of a sudden other things that you've experienced are improving. Exactly. Like the ability to start engaging more physical activity beyond the respiratory, the physical strengthening, that sense of energy reserves, that deeper sense of energy. You probably started noticing you were sleeping better at night. I mean, these are really common things.
Bingo. My wife says the same thing. She goes, usually I've been a light sleeper. She goes, when you're out, you're out. Now, some of that is because I've got a pretty intense workout regimen that I do. So I'm keeping my body pushed to the wall. And I have to tell you, I've experienced such improvement in what I'm doing in the gym. I have to now be careful. I was working out like a 20-year-old for about 2 months. And I started thinking, okay, wait a minute, Dave, that's not who you are anymore. And every product has a limitation and you could be setting yourself up for injury. So I was maxing on everything at the highest level of weight. And I only do that now once a week per body part. And what I do then is high reps to failure. And by the way, I'll tell you, I did discover this kind of an offshoot. I discovered research that said if you lift to failure, it doesn't matter what the weight is, if you've got diabetes, it kills the glucose in your system. And I'm wondering, too, I had started lifting that way. But what I'm wondering, Sean, to ask you is, do you think what happened with the NanoSoma spray is related to my weight loss and workout more or to the NanoSoma spray? How would you answer that?
Well, in my experience, and it's anecdotal and observational, mm-hmm. It's sort of a wheel. It's like a pie. You know, you've got to bring balance to your whole situation. And no doubt, the work that this NanoSoma is doing in your body obviously started with some acute issues and all of that, but you're being supported at the cellular, through your entire cellular genome. You're receiving support from this product in so many different areas. So it's a combination. The more you take care of your body, the more you work out, the better your body will be at receiving the benefit of that. And the baseline of that is the support you're getting from the use of these products, from this NanoSoma, for example, from the inside, working at the cellular level on the inside. So it's, you know, if you were simply to take this and not engage in physical activity, would you have the same results? Number one, you wouldn't notice because you wouldn't have anything to measure against. Would the process take longer? Probably. I tell people when I talk to people, which is every day, very frequently. I talk to a lot of people, whether it's just customers with questions, whether it's, you know, people like yourself, whether it's potential resellers that we have a huge network of in their own wellness practices. You know, one of the analogies I use is there's rarely a one and done. There's rarely just a one-off that you can just start taking it and not make any other changes in your life. And the analysis of that is, or the idea of that, I should say, is that, you know, if you're eating fast food two or three times a day and you're taking this product and that's kind of your lifestyle, your diet, you're eating processed foods, whatever, there's not a lot your body has to work with to take care of itself. Now, this product will say, you know, get your body to say, yeah, I got to go do this, I got to go do that. It's just a harder process. It's going to be a longer process because your body needs a variety of tools. Even a halfway decent diet, you're going to get what you need internally through foods and nutrients and vitamins naturally, that this tool, which is truly profound at the cellular level, can then use to say, okay, that's the energy I need. That's the minerals I need. That's this and that and the other thing. So it's that pie of your life internally that, that you need to have. You know, we have people that are extremely healthy and they use this product because they understand the patents. For example, you know, when you use this product, one of the patents is that your body begins to generate its own endogenous vitamin C. And that's critical for so many things. The basis of our immunity is based on the strength of our vitamin C levels.
Okay.
And you can't take enough vitamin C supplementation to get a level that your body really needs because your body's already intelligent. It knows it's synthetic. It's not endogenous. But we as human beings, our bodies don't produce endogenous vitamin C. You know, and so when this product is there, what's happening is our body.
Yeah, you froze up on me here, Scott.
Have at least a decent diet. And it'll reoxidize that into natural endogenous vitamin C.
Okay.
It's a fascinating process. And so that's just one of the patents. So if you're already a healthy person,
I'm getting there, but
there's no downside to that. That's critically important. So that's just one of those things.
I wanted to ask you about something I've read on the ingredients on the Metasomer gel. I'm looking at it and there isn't anything there right there that jumps out at me and says, and Scotty Sachs told me to do this because I told him about my knee coincidentally one day. And he said, I put this gel on there. And so I started putting it on. And that's when I started, well, I can do more than I've ever done. And my knee's not going like this. I used to do things, Sean. And then when my knee would swell, that'd be my baseline to stop. And it wasn't swelling. And I thought it's working. So I went and studied the ingredients. And I couldn't find anything that seemed to be directly related with a Metasomer gel to my knee, except one thing. And I wanted to ask you about this. It's called pluripotent stem cells. And part of the ingredient there is that, do you think it's have anything to do with why my bone on bone knee is not exploding and swelling when I'm doing hard workouts?
Yeah. Just to back you up a little bit, I'm not sure that I don't think that's going to be listed as a, as an ingredient. I think you got that from reading some of the paper that some of the papers that we have and some of the research that we've done.
It's
one
right
of
on,
the things.
It's right
is
on,
it
the
on the. Oh, it's on the website. Yeah. So that is that's what I was getting at. It's information. It's not an ingredient. Pluripotent stem cells is something that we have typically at an embryonic stage. They're really important. These are cells that the body can direct to become anything they need to be.
Okay.
And so when you're using these products, one of the fascinating things about these products is that this nano emulsion of polycosanol, the patented metadicol, the magic of these products, when that is in our bodies begin producing pluripotent stem cells.
Okay.
So that's what's happening. And those cells, again, the body can direct to become whatever they need to become. And in your case, they'll go in there and they'll begin rebuilding that tissue, so on and so forth, because they can be. And yes, I believe that is what's happening. I mean, I don't have the science background. I'm not a medical background person. I manage our business. Yet it's my responsibility to really understand these products, and having read our research and all of that. Yes, I believe that's what's happening in your case, because, you know, the body says, oh, there's bone on bone issue here, right? And it hurts and it's getting inflamed. Well, you put this directly on there, you're localizing the effect. So the Nanosoma spray, that is your internal full body support.
Okay.
So that's giving you full body support from the inside cellular genome level out and up. When you introduce this topically, you're hyper-localizing the results and the outcomes of what this product will do with that active ingredient. So you're saying, I've got it in my whole body. Now I'm going to put it on my knees.
Yeah.
And it's saying, the body is saying, oh, this is an area I need to work on. Let's drive some pluripotent stem cells in there. Let's do our thing. Let's help restore and support this particular issue. And you're experiencing that, which is why you're not getting the inflammation. You're not getting the pain. You're not getting the limitation. You're actually seeing improvement there.
So it is, if you would have told me I could do this, or I would even be attempting to play basketball right now at my age after all these years of not being able to play. I mean, I was able to into my 40s, and I was a college basketball coach then. In the off season, I'd do things with my players, whether it was individual workouts or whatever. And I still had some athleticism left. But then the injury started, and then the knee really deteriorated. I just go, I can't do this anymore. And now I am. I haven't been able to run all out sprints. And I typically run 30 to 40 yard. I do a hit workout where I'll go high intensity, 30, 40 yard sprint. Okay. Then I walk back and then I do it again. That's, you know, high intensity interval training. I couldn't have done that. I couldn't have done that probably for the last 15 to 20 years. That's what just shocks me. And I've put a limit on how often I do that. I do that 2 times a week. Just because there's the reality of the tendons and the ligaments and so forth. So I'm somewhat cautious, but I'll be honest with you. I feel like I could do it every day.
Yeah. I mean, it's such an amazing outcome and it is staggering. I mean, it's sometimes so profound. It's like, really, how is this happening? Yet it is. And you know, your body, you know what your prior limitations have been, and you can't, when you introduce something and nothing else has changed, and you're having this outcome, it becomes very, very clear that your body is being prompted to regenerate itself and you're getting that forward progress. I tell you, I got to share one experience personal in my family that I'm just thrilled about. My oldest brother is, I don't know, he's 4 or 5 years older than me. And he's had a hard life, physically a hard life. You know, he's worked in mills. He's, you know, had a lot of physical labor jobs and all of that. He's a good hard worker, but as a result, he's got some serious physical ailments and he's got some other health issues. You know, he's gotten to a point where his A1C for the last couple of years anyhow has been way over where it needs to be. And nothing that he was doing with his doctors and his diet, he just couldn't get it to come down. And it came time that he needed to have a very important surgery on his low back, just to basically kind of keep him upright. He was getting debilitated, and his personality doesn't lend itself to that. So his doctor had told him, "Listen, we cannot do this surgery if we can't get your A1C under a certain point."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Yeah, but nothing I'm doing. I'm changing my diet. I'm doing all this stuff. You know what you're giving me is it's not working, and it hasn't worked for a long time." And I had talked to him about these products on a few occasions, and it's okay. Not everybody has the ability to embrace something they may not understand or accept that and just start using it. And, you know, that's fine. All I can do is tell them about this, and the people receive it or they don't receive it. And I just leave that to the process. And he called me, and this is recent. This is like maybe 2 months ago. He called me and kind of explained his situation. And he's like, "Do you think this stuff you've talked about, do you think that can help?" And I said, "I absolutely believe it will help. My question to you is, are you able to embrace something you may not understand?" He doesn't have the inclination to have, you know, alternative pathways to his improvement of how he feels. And in my experience, people who tend to poke it with a stick, if you will, don't necessarily experience the outcomes.
Yeah.
Because you've got to embrace something. You got to just accept that, you know, whether you understand it or not, it's okay. When people hear your experience, it's kind of difficult not to want to embrace that. And so, anyhow, we had this conversation and I talked with him about a lot of things that you and I talk about, just to kind of help him understand. And And so I sent him three bottles of NanoSoma, because in his particular case and situation, as we recommend for anybody who's dealing with an active health concern, we have a more aggressive use protocol where, normally you use NanoSoma 5 sprays in the mouth once a day. That's regular. People who are already in good shape, you don't necessarily have a huge issue you're dealing with. Maybe you're a little bit younger. For people that are, in their 50s and older or have health conditions, whatever, we do recommend that you go to 5 sprays 4 times a day for at least the first bottle, and or until you start noticing things shifting for the better. And then you start backing that down. And so in his case, I sent him 3 bottles, so he had enough to do this. And I just gifted that to him. And he checked in with me when he opened his 3rd bottle. He called me and said, "How do I get more of that?" And so I took care of that for him and got him another 3 bottles. He's like, "I'm not sure if anything's happening. It's only been a few weeks," because he was using the more aggressive protocol. So it was a little bit shorter time frame. And I'm like, "Well, just keep going. It took you a long time to get to this place. It can take a minute to get out of it." Dr. Raghavan, the inventor of this, generally says, people should allow 2 to 3 weeks of use for every year you dealt with something. So that's, while we see more rapid results, that's just kind of a general guideline. And I'd explain that to him anyway. So
I want to add into this though, that about dosage. You probably remember this. Scotty first told me when I thought it was 5 times a day, once a day. Okay. It's 5 sprays once a day. I thought that was what it was. And Scotty says, "No, as bad as you are, you need to do this a lot." And so I started getting super aggressive because he told me you can't OD on this. It's complete.
No, you natural. Can't.
You could do 1,000 sprays in a day and you'll be fine. And so I started doing it. I remember you and I talked about this when we had a meeting. I said, "Well, I'm doing 5 sprays once every hour." He said, "That's quite a dose." But I was that bad. Listen, if you'd have had a cheese sandwich, I was so sick and so desperate. Steroids didn't work. Antibiotics had run their course on the pneumonia. That was it. But the RSV linings were gone. I was desperate. If you handed me a cheese sandwich, I would have said, "Yeah, that might work." I would have tried anything. And I remember when I told you about the dosage, you go, "Well, that's pretty aggressive." But I think the fact that I use so much so early on is why I reversed this so quickly.
Yeah. And that's why we do, one of our protocols is if, a person is feeling like you've got, serious flu bug or something like that, or whatever ailment people want to call something these days, we do recommend 5 sprays on the hour, every hour for, 24, maybe 36 hours, obviously not every hour because you're going to be asleep, but when you're awake. And it really gives the body that extra energy, if you will, that extra oomph to really go after it, to really do that. So with my brother, he was starting his 3rd bottle. He placed an order for another 3 bottles. And I think it was the following weekend. So this is, probably about a month ago now. And he sent me a text. I still have that text. And he's like, "I'm not sure what's going on. And that's okay. But my A1C is under 7 and my doctor pulled the trigger. I'm having surgery on Monday morning." This was a Saturday. And I'm like, "Congratulations. I love it. That's beautiful." Nothing else changed, by the way, in his situation. Nothing else changed. He didn't have any other this or that or the other thing. He was just simply using this product, and it took, halfway through his 3rd bottle and boom, it dropped. He's still using the product now. He had a surgery. He's rapidly recovering, which, by the way, these products prompt our bodies to rapidly recover from wounds and injuries and all of these things. So, we recommend people use the Metasoma topical gel.
Yeah.
Cut kitchen burn. I call it my first aid kit in a bottle because
you had experience with that, didn't you?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I mean, you can't see it, but I severely sliced my thumb on April 1st and it was no fool's joke. I like to cook. So I'm always in the kitchen doing something, and I got this brand new food slicer. I was really excited about it. I was doing a scallop potato dish. I'm slicing the first potato and boom, I felt like I barely bumped the slicer. And I thought, okay, well, I'm going to have to go rinse that off, put a band-aid on it. Well, Dave, let me tell you, I mean, the slicer was set to its thickest, about 1/8 of an inch thick for the potatoes. And And it didn't just cut it. It was a vertical cut down my thumb. And it was about an eighth of an inch wide. And it went down almost a full inch vertically from the tip of my thumb down. And that's the kind of thing that normally I probably should have had stitches, but my personal choices, I just, didn't want to go to the ER, mess with it. So I got the bleeding under control. Once I got the bleeding under control, and got that to stop, I put a bunch of gel on it and I bandaged it. And I did that morning and night over a 2 week period of time. And at the 2 week mark, the healing was just getting cleared, and the remnants of the healing scab was gone, and you could barely tell. And now, I mean, I can't hold it up close enough. If you really look, you can see an extremely fine line. Otherwise, there's no sign of it. I
That's
mean, and
amazing.
that was at the 2.5 week mark. Even with stitches, it would have taken potentially a month for that to have completely gone away, and I would have had a scar. This is not going to have a scar. It already, like I said, you really have to look to even notice it. Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Which
Personal.
product did you use? Did you use the gel?
That was the gel. That was the gel. That's why I call it my first aid kit in a bottle. I've had burns on the oven. You bump a knuckle on a hot oven, and that leaves a mark and it hurts pretty good. I've experienced putting that gel on there. The burning sensation's gone, and like typically in less than a minute in my experience anyhow. And within a couple of days, if you keep putting it on there, within a couple of days, you can't even tell. You can't even see. So this rapid wound healing. And in my brother's case, I said, you don't have the gel, but you can spray the liquid. It'll want to roll off because it's consistency of water, but you can spray that right on the incisions, right on that area that, and it's going to help that heal much faster. And he's experienced that. So it's so much more than any one thing, these products. And we haven't even talked about the Metasomer Telomerase Natural Skin Cream. I mean, we haven't even talked about that. That's
I was
another
going to get to that
amazing
X with
product.
Scotty. Scotty had
Yeah.
our friend Scotty had attack of vanity. And so he told me, he said, I haven't done this yet. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. But Scotty was talking about his improvements in his facial appearance from using the skin cream.
Yeah, and I saw that. I mean, you and I have known Scotty for a while, and like most of us, as we go through life, we get forehead wrinkles and so on and so forth. I mean, everybody experiences fine lines and wrinkles as we go through the aging process. But here's the thing: this skin cream. First of all, it's a water based moisturizer cream. I mean, our predominant demographic for that is females. We have a lot of men that use it. It's an amazing texture. I use it. My wife uses it. She used other high-end products. She's very selective. She used other high-end natural products for many, many years. This is the only product she uses now. It's a moisturizer product. And it's amazing. So what's happening is, much like you experienced by putting the gel on your knees and you localize that result, and it's helped your knees, get better in a way, at least. I don't know what's happening internally to your knees, but you're at least able to do the things that you couldn't do before. So is that healing them? I don't know. We don't make that claim, but you're experiencing this outcome from using the gel on them. The gel is, by the way, the exact same formulation as Natosoma liquid with the addition of some edible xanthan gum. It just turns that watery liquid consistency into a gel, which allows you to apply it topically. So, but it can be a little bit drying. So you could use the gel on your face. It's just not going to be a real pleasant texture and all of that, like this moisturizer cream. So as Scotty experienced, you put this moisturizer cream on, and here's what's happening there. The cells in your skin are getting this metadiol, this patented formula that we've talked about, localized. And that vitamin C patent, that we talked about, this product gets our bodies to produce endogenous vitamin C. That's happening in your skin's cells. And most people are aware, not everybody, but if you're not, here's a newsflash for you. Vitamin C is what builds collagen, and collagen is what tightens and firms skin.
Exactly.
So as we age, our collagen production goes down. And as a result, we experience skin changes and we get some fine lines and wrinkles. So Scotty started using this on his forehead, and it's an amazing texture. It's got a really beautiful vanilla scent that is natural, comes from organic vanilla beans sourced in Madagascar. And so he starts using this, and I can't remember his timeline. It wasn't very long, he pretty quickly realized that his forehead was smoothing out, you know, and he has to work hard. He has to do that like scrunch forehead to really see those lines now. And he's a total believer. And we hear that all the time. We have people send in photos. And by the way, if you visit this website, as you'll see on my background, iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges, by the way. Please put that in there. It's important to Dave and the Common Sense Show. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. There are photographic examples people have sent us from using both the gel and the cream. And, you know, there's so many of them available, and we've got a database full of this stuff. I mean, we've got over 10 years of testimonials from around the world. That's amazing on all three products. Well, not 10 years on all three, because the gel and the cream are the latest developments over the last few years. So there are examples of people using this cream on their face. Maybe you have an age spot. Maybe you have some sunspots there, whatever, maybe a little rosacea, whatever, things like that. This is so common that in very short order, those go away. They go away. Some people actually experience a little bit of heat in their skin when they're using the skin cream at first. Most of the feedback is a few days, maybe a week. What's happening there is these products, they detoxify our bodies. They draw out what doesn't represent good health. You know, whether it's, you know, heavy metals to parasites to bacteria, draws it out and it gets cleared. And when you're using the nanosoma internally, that's happening through your whole body. And when you introduce, for example, the face cream to your face, that heat sensation that some people experience, it's not like your skin's on fire or anything. It's just a little, you can feel, you put it on and you feel something's happening. In a lot of cases, not everybody experiences that. That's the detoxification of your skin. So it's getting rid of stuff. And within a handful of days, typically people notice, wow, my skin is looking younger than it has in a long time. There's more color to it. You know, they notice these fine lines and wrinkles smoothing out, which is phenomenal. It's amazing, actually.
You're going to make me a convert to try the skin cream. I'm using the other two products every day.
You've got it. You've got it. You got to try it.
I may have to. I might have to get an attack of vanity and do that. But I've seen the transformation in Scotty. There's something I was told by Richard. He told me that if you've got an ongoing condition, it's what, 2 weeks for every year?
Two to 3 weeks.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. It's actually Dr. Raghavan's guidance in terms of, you know, allowing time for an outcome. And that he generally says, yes, 2 to 3 weeks of use for every year you've dealt with a particular condition before you see it really starting to neutralize or come under control. And that for some serious conditions, we see, you know, not everything happens overnight for sure. And we also see things that are pretty serious. We've seen them get neutralized and come back into balance relatively quickly. For example, we have experiences from clients that have had life-threatening high blood pressure. And I talk about this very frequently because I think it helps people understand that it's not just about, you have this condition, you do this. These products are so much more than any one thing. And it's really important to understand that. And so we'll use, in the case of someone with extremely high, life-threatening high blood pressure, they're on medication, you don't take your medication, you could die situations. We've had people document their experiences of having that come under control and balance out in weeks to maybe a month. I mean, it's truly amazing. That goes back to what I said earlier in the conversation about the body kind of waking up and conducting a triage and identifying life-threatening issues and really saying, okay, we got to go work on that first. Whereas we've also had people with, I would say, nuisance high blood pressure. Maybe you're on medication. It's not going to kill you. You need to manage it. And you just can't maybe quite get there. We've got experiences from customer feedback that show, you know, maybe it's taken 6 to 9 months. It'll get balanced, but it's taken longer. I don't know why. I can only tell you the patterns and, you know, the research that we have available. all indicators say that the most life-threatening issues get dealt with first. So that case of somebody with extremely high blood pressure and heavily medicated coming under control quickly, that's a sign of a priority to get fixed. Someone with maybe not quite as bad a situation, there may well be something else going on in your body you might not even know about that the body's going to go over here and work on. And then it just takes some time to work down the line. And we really try to educate our customers about the importance of understanding that, because we have so many profound testimonials that people read on our website. And these are real. People send them to us all the time. And, you know, people will see these things. We'll watch interviews with Richard and or Dr. Raghavan, which are available on our website, talking further about the science and all this. It's people hear this and they'll buy a single bottle and they'll use it and think by lunch tomorrow, everything's going to be good. And when that doesn't happen, it can be disillusioning. But it's just simply the wrong understanding and a lack of perspective of how the body can heal itself, which is why everything we do is built around helping people understand the process and the journey to wellness. And these products, while we certainly see the profound and we love that and we accept that, that's not usually the case. And we want to set responsible expectations, which is to understand that it's a journey and celebrate that little victory, just like my brother. That I mean, he's dealt with this for years, and to have it under control basically in less than a month, that I think is profound. And while I love sharing that story, it's also important to say that may not be the case for someone else, because what you don't know is what are the underlying factors. You don't always know the root cause. I've also had conversations with people, my brother included, who said, well, how long, now that it's under control, how long do I need to keep taking this? And my response is typically, how long do you want to make sure your body has the tools to keep itself in balance? You don't know. I don't know what the underlying cause of that A1C issue may or may not be. The fact that it has gotten to a point where you could get what you needed done is wonderful. But if you remove this amazing and profound product from your body, if the source didn't have enough time to be dealt with,
sure,
then the likelihood is you may end up dealing with that same situation again. I don't know. And we know that the patents of it, generating vitamin C, regulating the vitamin D nuclear receptor, all of these things, those are critically important for anybody who's even in good health. That's why I say it's enough for me to take it the rest of my life. I know my immune system has been stronger than ever. You know, I've been directly exposed to very sick people during the early phases of COVID in 2021, at least 6 times. This is the only product I take. And I can tell you with absolute truth, I never once had a symptom. And the only thing I use and take and embrace is NanoSoma and the gel for those topical issues. There's no doubt in my mind that my immunity is stronger than it's ever been. It's
yeah,
just
that's
personal experience.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel too. You know, I've had family members since that time come down with minor things. And I'm thinking, oh boy, here it comes. And it doesn't touch me. That's one thing that I've noticed. I don't think it makes you immune to everything. But, you know, my experience with the A1C is the drop was dramatic. From the last time I had had an A1C to the present time, there was a 3-month separation. And I went from 8.2 to 5.0. And my doctor was shocked. Yeah, he too asked me, he says, what are you doing? And I told him, he goes, okay. And he's more open-minded than specialist. But I said, but I'm also working my butt off in the gym and I'm really watching what I'm eating. I mean, and I said, and also I think the power of God entering in. In fact, I wanted to mention this to you too. Richard told me once, he called this God's particle. And I didn't do a good job following up on that comment. Can you elaborate on what he might've meant by that?
Yes. I will tell you that I feel a very strong spiritual divine connection to this product. I don't think there's any, I have no doubt in my mind that Dr. Raghavan was on a spiritual path to find this. There is an interview on one of our websites. We have an information website. We also have the iwantmyhealthback.com website. And if you sign up for the newsletter on there, I highly encourage you to do that, because we don't send a lot of them out, usually once a once, maybe twice a week with some testimonies. You'll get regular updates and all of that. But there's oftentimes really good links to information. One of those pieces of information is there was an instance where there's a master intuitive in Australia near Richard, where he's based in the Melbourne area. Lorraine Mills is her name. And if you're not familiar with a master intuitive, it's a person who doesn't have an education on a topic, but has the ability to tap into it, see it through the spiritual consciousness connection. Difficult to explain. There are, for example, medical intuitives that have the ability to connect with a person and see inside and see what's going on in their bodies at that level, and they just intuitively see what's happening. There's a lot of those practitioners, not a lot special, but enough. And Lorraine Mill is a master intuitive, Lorraine Mills. And there's a video. She was on a Zoom call with Richard and a whole bunch of other people, Dr. Raghavan, talking about this product. And it's been a while since I watched it, but I think she actually may have had a bottle of it or whatever. And she says, this is not from our planet. Meaning,
divine.
If this is a little woo to people, that's okay. I think just, you know, we can, Dave, I can provide you a link if you want to share that.
Yeah, sure.
But it's worth watching. It's not long. Meaning the nano emulsion of polycosanol. This is a gift. This is not from this planet. And
God's particle.
Richard, yes, Richard references that frequently, and I believe him because of my own felt sense of divine connection to it. He believes, and Dr. Raghavan believes, and I have no reason to doubt, that this little particle, this little polycosanol that's in our food, and it's eliminated, by the way, this is one of the first things eliminated from food when you cook or refine it, which has pretty much neutralized the amount of it in our bodies anyhow, certainly not even in a nanoemulsion, which is where the magic happens. But the reference was that this particle was gifted to this planet as the blueprint of life on the planet. That's what Richard refers to,
God's
meaning
particle, yeah.
Meaning a God particle, that it was put here. Because as we know, long chain lipids and lipid alcohols are the envelope in which biology is contained. So this little particle being brought here and being referenced by Richard and Dr. Raghavan as the blueprint of life and being gifted to this planet, I don't find that to be a stretch. And when you have this woman who's not had any experience with it, see that. Very powerful. It's very powerful. So that's where that reference kind of comes from.
That's an amazing story here. You know, you get an inner sense in your spirit. I felt as I was getting better, I was shocked at my improvement, how quick it was. And I just thought, well, okay, this is the divine power of God. And I have, now I understand what Richard meant by that comment. Because I think God's natural healing and blessing on me helped, but also too, the product, a gift from God. I think that's a great analogy. I really feel that. A lot of people too tell me, I'm getting testimonials now. Some of them observe me from back in March when I was sick to now. They go, it's amazing, Dave, you look great. I get that from them. But then some people are taking the product. And I was speaking at a conference in Dallas, here, the Watchman Conference. And I just started representing the product about 2 weeks before, and just out of the blue, when I walked into the area where I was speaking, two ladies were waiting for me, and they came up and they said, thank you for this product, Dave. And they both had different conditions. One was rheumatoid arthritis, and the other was lung function issues. And they said, thank you for bringing me this product. And I was just beginning to get back into my stride. This is like, I think, the end of the first week of April, beginning of the second week. And I was just starting to feel like myself again. I wasn't anywhere near where I'm at today. And these people walked up, and just in that short time of them taking it for 2 weeks, they were experiencing amazing, shall I say, recovery. I don't know if that's a legal term to use here, but their testimony was incredible. And now I get this, people will actually write me emails now, thank you for this product. I get this all the time. And I said this, Richard, I really mean this. I'm not going to be happy until everyone in America is taking this, just because I know what it can do for someone and how they feel. I want people to be the best version of themselves. I mean, you know, I tell people, buy gold and silver from Noble Gold. because the banks are in trouble and the dollar is in trouble. And here's what you do, and they're the best company. And I've been a customer of theirs for 6.5 years. And I want to emphasize this here too. I wouldn't be pushing the Magic Dicol products if I was not a user and really experienced improvement. And whenever I market something, I try to look at, okay, have I benefited from it? Do I think it's good for people generally? And then if I can answer yes to those questions, then I'm comfortable. I get approached almost every day. People want me to market this and market that. And I've got a pretty good podcast. It's in the top 1.5% of the world, according to Listen Notes. So I get a lot of advertising inquiries, and I turn down 99% of them. I'm really cautious about what I take on.
One of
So.
the it's one of the reasons we really appreciate the relationship that we built, Dave. And frankly, the beauty of this I Want My Health Back movement is that we were not interested in advertising or having advertorials, as they call it, by people like yourself.
Yeah.
This program of working with online podcasters like yourself, it's couple-fold. Number one, we recognize that you have spent years building trust with your audience.
Yes.
And that trust means that we want you and others, Doug Hagman's a part of the program and other people. We want this to be approached with integrity. So we didn't ask you to advertise the product. We asked you to use the product. That's all we did. We said, use this product. We'll spend some time together getting, explaining the product to you, helping you understand it. So when you begin talking about it, as we were confident you would, because when people use this, they have these experiences.
I know.
And it was never an idea of advertising. It was the idea that, because for me, like you, and for Richard Presser, and for everybody in our team around the world, the goal is to simply get these beautiful, amazing, and profound products into as many hands as possible because of the
Exactly.
change that is created.
Yes.
And that's the goal. And I don't think you do that through an advertising and marketing campaign.
No.
I think we've hit upon something here that has really helped get exposure to people we couldn't reach otherwise by having someone like yourself use the product, have your experience, and start talking about it, simply put.
And
And
I'm going
then
to keep.
it's been such a delight to be able to come on and have these conversations, because that's where we can get into it further. We can provide
Exactly.
some further context to your
Unfortunately,
listeners.
we're out of time, and I totally agree with you. This has become a spiritual mission for me as well to tell people about this, because if I can have this, so can you. And it's like sharing something really important from my heart to my audience, and I really feel this benefits people. And I appreciate you taking the time to come on and help me better explain to my audience why this is so special. And I do think it's God's particle. I really do. Just one last quick anecdote before we sign off. I got diagnosed on the first. I started taking the product on the 4th of March. 3 days later, at Scotty's insistence, and I was 900 miles from home, and I wanted to get home to see the specialist, and I had to drive on the 11th and 12th. I recovered enough in 10 days to make that journey by
Beautiful.
automobile. In 10 days, I had enough energy. Did I feel good? No. And did I have to stop halfway through and stay overnight? And it was a 2 day trip. Yes. But my wife said, I'm going to come back and drive it. No, honey, I can do this. Trust me. And I'm just telling you, people, I could tell you story after story, but I can't, Sean, because we're flat out of time. So thanks so much for coming on. God bless you. And God bless Magic Dicol.
Thank
Let
you.
me just say this. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you, Dave.